If God must break your leg, he will at least teach you to limp. So it is said in Africa. This book is my poor limping, a modest account that cannot tell every story that deserves telling. I have seen and heard many things in Darfur that have broken my heart. I bring the stories to you because I know most people want others to have good lives. And when they understand the situation, they will do what they can to steer the world back toward kindness. This is when human beings, I believe, are most admirable. If you know where Egypt is on the map, you can go down from there and find Sudan. The western side of Sudan is called Darfur, which is about the size of France or Texas. Darfur is mostly flat. It has a few mountains, but many endless plains of little trees, scratchy bushes, and sandy stream beds. Darfur is where I lived with my family until the attack on our village. Our people are called the Zagawa. We are traditional tribal herdsmen who live in permanent villages. Our grass huts are very big around and have pointed roofs that smell very good in the rain. My childhood was as full of happy adventures as yours. While you probably had a bicycle and then a first car, I had a camel, Kelgi, that I loved dearly and could make go very fast. On cold nights, he might come into the hut, which was okay with everyone. While we Zagawa are not Arabs, many nomadic Arabs lived near us and were a part of my childhood as friends. My father took me to feasts in their tents, and they feasted with us. Dar means land. The Fur are tribespeople farther south, who are mostly farmers. One of the Fur leaders was king of the whole region in the 1500s. The region took its name from that time. Hundreds of thousands of my people have been killed recently, as you may know. 2.5 million others are now living difficult lives in refugee camps or in solitary hiding places in desert valleys. I will explain why this is happening. If you are hungry for more details, I have included a deeper explanation at the end of this audiobook. As for the future, the only way that the world can say no to genocide is to make sure that the people of Darfur are returned to their homes and given protection. If the world allows the people of Darfur to be removed forever from their land and their way of life, then genocide will happen elsewhere because it will be seen as something that works. It must not be allowed to work. The people of Darfur need to go home now. I write this for them and for that day and for a particular woman and her 3 children in heaven and for a particular man and his daughter in heaven and for my own father and my brothers in heaven, and for those still living who might yet have beautiful lives on the earth. I write this also for the women and girls of Darfur. You have seen their faces wrapped in beautiful colors, and you know something of their suffering, but they are not who you think. Though they have been victimized, they are heroes more than victims. My aunt Joya, for example, was a famous warrior who dressed like a man, fought camel thieves and Arab armies, wrestled men for sport, and always won. She refused to marry until she was in her 40s. I dedicate this to her and to the girls of my village who are faster and stronger than the boys at our rough childhood games. I dedicate this to my mother, who as a young woman kept a circle of attacking lions away from our cattle and sheep in the bush for a long day, a long night, and all the next morning, using only the power of her voice and the banging of two sticks. The power of her voice is something I know very well. Near my village is a beautiful mountain we have always called the Village of God. Though the Muslim religion is practiced throughout our area, both by indigenous Africans like me and by Arab nomads, it is also true that our people, especially our young people, have always gone up on this mountain to put offerings into the small holes of the rocks. Meat, millet, or wild flowers may be placed in these holes, along with letters to God, thanking him or asking him, please, for some favor. These gifts and notes have been left here long before the newer religions came to us. For a young man or woman, a letter may ask that some other young person be chosen for his or her mate. It might be a letter asking that a grandfather's illness be cured, or that the rainy season be a good one, or that a wedding be beautiful and the marriage successful. It might simply ask that the year ahead be good for everyone in the village below. So here it is, God. I am up there now in my heart, and I put this book in your mountain as an offering to you. And I praise you by all your names, and I praise our ancient mother of the earth, and all the prophets and wise men and women and spirits of heaven and earth who might help us now and our time of need. And for you, my friend, my reader, I thank you so much for taking this journey. It is a hard story, of course. But there are many parts that I think will surprise you and make you very happy that you came with me.